نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all are aware that today is the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1443. And we know in this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place, the greatest event in human history. The honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. The hijrah took place. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, left Ghare Thawr on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal and entered Quba on the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Similarly, the demise of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam took place, remember, on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, in the 11th year after the Hijrah. Regarding the Mubarak Milad of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the previous nights I spoke about it. However, one point people ask that the Gregorian date, what was the Gregorian date? We say 12th Rabi'ul Awwal. On a Monday at 4:35 a.m. when Subah Sadiq starts, the time for Fajr starts. So at that time, the honorable birth, the Milad of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place to show the world our message is a message of radiance and effulgence and to remove all the darknesses that are there prevalent in the world. And remember, when we look at the corresponding date, then it is 20th April and the year 571, the Gregorian calendar. So we should take cognizance of that as well. 20th April, the year 571, Gregorian calendar. Our topic for today, my brothers, sisters, honorable listeners, is Hukukun Nabihi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ala hadhi al-ummah. What rights, obligations does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have upon us? So in this limited time, let's see how much we can cover. Each one of us knows we have to believe in the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. That is an article of faith, obviously. But after that, what should we be doing? Ta'zeemun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can call you Abdullah, I can call you Ahmad, Muhammad, you can call me Abdullah, Abdul Qadir. But when it comes to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, me and you cannot just call the Master alayhi salam just by his name, his naimanami and ismigrami, not permissible. We must use a prefix or a suffix, we must use some honorary title. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Oh Ummah, you are not allowed to call the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam as you call one another. So before the Mubarak name of the Master, use a title Mustafa, Habibuna, Shafi'una, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even when we write all the shortcut business S and S-A-W, and that is disrespectful, my brother. We have to show the respect at all times, all places, all circumstances. 25 Anbiya, prophets, messengers are mentioned in the noble Quran. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was a personality, dark in complexion, sheepish hair, like the African. But Allah is elevating him more and more. 136 times his honorable name is mentioned. The most any messenger's name is mentioned. 136 times. But when Allah addresses the previous prophets and messengers, Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Musa, Ya Isa, But when Allah wants to address Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what does Allah say? Ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal muddathir, ya ayyuhal nabi, ya ayyuhal rasul. What is Allah teaching us? I am Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the King of Kings, the Creator of the entire universe. But I show respect to Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if Allah is showing so much respect, my brothers, then where do we fit in? We must show that reverence and respect at all times to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is lacking amongst us today, brothers. Surah 3 verse 31. Alhamdulillah is Jummah. We are here in the Musalla Masjid. And we must learn this and we must understand the philology and the history of these words. Surah 3 verse, so first haq iman, second haq respect, third haq ittiba. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. Say ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you love Almighty Allah, then emulate me, imitate me. Incomplete translation. Why? When you go into the history and philology of the word ittiba, it means you have a cow. And when that cow gives birth to a calf, in Arabic, the calf is called male tabi and female tabi'a. So how the calf follows the mother in every hook, nook and corner, we and you have to imitate the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately. That is the translation. Now we're going to read salat. Oh, it will be khutbah and so forth. How did Nabi alayhi salatu salam deliver the khutbah? How did he perform salat? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. Perform your salat as the Master alayhi salam performed the salat. People are going for umrah. People will go for hajj inshallah, whoever Allah chooses. Khudu anni manasikakum. You must take your actions of hajj and umrah, everything from me. We have the best role model. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. Allah says, I gave you. So if you understand Arabic, ittiba is in the actions of the Master alayhi salam. How he slept, how he ate, how he dealt with his wives, honorable mothers of ours, how he dealt with children, how he interacted with non-Muslims. All that, our deen is not a part-time deen, it's a full-time deen. It's a deen for all times, all places, all occasions, all circumstances. Any action we do, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to drink, we have to do so many things. فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow me immaculately, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. We are bashar, we are human beings. 100% we will fall, we will falter, we will commit sins. Allah says, you follow the Master alayhi salam immaculately, and I, Allah, will forgive you your sins. Imagine the mercy of Allah. He loves us, my brothers. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The most merciful one to show mercy. So iman, ta'zeem, respect, ittiba, emulating immaculately the Master alayhi salam. Ita'a, study the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters. You will not find a single place in the Quran where Allah says, Ati'ullah, be obedient to Almighty Allah, and Rasul is not mentioned after that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I give you at random. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u allaha wa ati'u rasul. Qul ati'u allaha wa rasul. So everywhere consistently you will find, when it comes to the speech mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, you the ummah, each one of us, you must be obedient. Now what we did, we started twisting and turning the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam to suit our whims and fancies and desires. You ask me, you say, which sunnah you like? I say, I like to sleep in the afternoon. So ask, which sunnah you like? He say, I like nikah. You ask the youngster, which ayat you like the best in the Quran? He say, kulu washrabu, eat and drink. You say, But to eat and drink in the manner which Nabi alayhi salam taught us. That is, so remember that we have to be obedient. Whether people like or don't like, Ma'qil bin Yasari Sahabi, ulama, students, esteemed listeners, you want reference, go open Ibn Majah, Ma'qil bin Yasari Sahabi. He is eating and a morsel fell down, and then some non-Muslims were there, they were interacting, negotiating, whatever. And thereafter what happens, he went to pick up that morsel. Today me and you will just take the morsel, Allah forbid, sometimes we even kick it with our foot and so forth. Oh, no, Allah forbid. So he picked it up and he cleaned it. And then he was going to eat it, somebody objected. Don't do this, these are non-Muslims, what they will think of us. See Sahabi and Rasul, student of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said. أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِهَاوُلَاءِ الْحَمْقَى. Must I leave the sunnah of my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these fools? When this ummah wants to impress the West and the enemies of Islam, then we always will be disgraced and humiliated. See what is happening with the Arabs. وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. O Arabs, Allah will humiliate you, destroy you, and Allah will decimate, annihilate you. See, what is happening? گھر کو آگ لگ گئی گھر کی چراغ سے. We have become our own enemies, my brother. We have the best, share it with the rest, and never be apologetic about Islam. We must show people our water, how we drink, our miswak, how we use, our wives, how we treat them, but better than queens. See the non-Muslims, what they are doing. You go to any country, go look at the demographics and see. The people who are embracing Islam, you will find is the women most of the time. Why? Because they realize that the wine and swine has destroyed them, destroyed their marriages, the pornography, the drugs, everything have destroyed. When they studied Islam without the jaundiced eye, then they found peace, they found tranquility, they found serenity, they found the best of the best. So that is our message, my brothers. Next one, Hubbun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we all say we love the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. But do we really love? إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. The shair, the poet says, when you love someone, then you obedient to him, to the mahbub, to the beloved. How you must remember, we were in school. I also went to school, brothers like you, you know. So we learned Romeo, Juliet, all fairy tales. Then we went madrasa, Darulum. Then we learned about Layla and Majnun and so forth. So they ask Majnun, the whole day you're going around this house, what you have to go around the house? He say, you're simple, Simon. I'm not going around the house, I'm going around the house because my Layla, she stays there inside. You see, these non-Muslims, they ask me, you know, on the radio, you listen. So they say, you AK, for what you go round and round the cube and all that? You're a little bit tipsy, you're crazy. I say, no, we the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine. You see, when you, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, when your clothes get dirty, then you took your clothes, you place in the washing machine, and it went round and round, and it came out pure and clean. So we went round and round the Baytullah, and we came out spiritually pure and clean. مَنْ طَافَ بِالْبَيْتِ خَمْسِينَ مَرَّةً خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You, O Muslim, you go around the Baytullah 50 times. One tawaf is 7 circuits. So 350 times you go around, Allah Jalla Wala will cleanse you, purify you, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. See, brothers. So make dua for Haramain Sharifain, make dua for Aqsa Mubarak and all our masjid. Hubbun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who else can we go to? Go to Kalamullah. Allah is putting the ball in our court. Will you rise to the occasion? Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 24. Qul. إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم. Allah mentions 8 categories. Whether it's your parents, whether it's your children, whether it's your spouses, whether it's your families, whether it's your siblings. وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا And this wealth you accumulated, money is sweeter than honey. You tell your darling, oh my honey, oh my poppy, oh my sweetheart. When she says, honey, bring some money, then we ought to make istikhara. So you must remember this. وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا And your business, which you fear a downturn in the economy. Yesterday, I was there in Pietermaritzburg. Wednesday night, I was in Harwich. I told them, show me a little bit. I wanted to visit a few places. Where all your people's malls and all that burnt? They showed me till now, you can just see the ruins of it. Yesterday, the man was a millionaire. And today, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَ That the person has nothing. Everything wiped out in matter of hours. وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرَدَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِ And our palatial homes, I live in a house, double story, upar makan, niche studio. So when the guests come, I say, upar makan, niche ruhani dukan, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ I say, I stay on top, at the bottom is the studio, is the spiritual shop, giving the ummah lessons. We thank Allah for His recurring bounties and favors. So we see our palatial homes. What gadgets we have. So these eight categories, any one of them, you love them more than you love Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Our love for Allah, unlimited. Our love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unlimited. Our love for our wives, our love for our children, our love for our shop, our job, creation, everything. So must be limited. That wife will cry, but you know that what she's asking is not permissible. That child will cry, but you know his demand or request is not permissible. We just give in. I call that the C syndrome, A, B, C. The child is growing. And we love this child, the apple of our eye. Fu'ada samarihi in the hadith it says. So, we gave them the best clothes. We gave them the CDs. We gave them the computers. We gave them the cash. We gave them the cars. We gave them all the C's. The greatest C we didn't give. Habibuna rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan open Tirmidhi Sharif. O father, O mother, the greatest gift you can give your flower, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren is the good character. Where is the father today? He's busy at the shop, he's busy at the job, he's busy golf. Golf, Allah alone knows which golf he's playing. So you must remember. Where's the mother? Mother is busy in the mall and meeting Paul. That is a reality, brother. I mean, let us be honest. If I just take out my phone and I show you the problems the ummah are facing. Every day my son is gay, my daughter ran away, and my daughter must go for abortion and what? Can we think what has happened to this ummah? Think, my brothers. So when we say, listen to Allah, chapter 9, verse 24, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ You love any of this more than Allah, more than Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than jihad. Jihad is a broad word. You are a businessman. You have the holding company, and the holding company has many subsidiaries. So jihad is the holding company, and this is jihad what I'm doing now. Jihad is ta'alim, ta'allum. Jihad is going out in the path of Allah. Jihad is fighting the enemy. So jihad is broad. You love anyone more than jihad, فَتَرَبَّصُوا Then wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي Till Allah unleashes His punishment. See, my brothers, we all are weak. But reread this dua. Read this dua. Read now with me also is fine. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكْ Ya Allah, we beg of you. Your love, you give us your love in the inner recesses of our heart. وَحُبَّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Grant us the love of the Master عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى وَسَلَّمْ وَحُبَّ أَهَلِ الْبَيْتِ And the love for the family of the Master عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى That is integral part of our iman. Quran says that. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Every Nabi said that I don't ask you for recompense and reward and wages, but you, my wages, my reward will come from Allah. But when it came to Khatamun Nabiyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did the Master say? Quran teaches us. I ask you Ummah for nothing. You don't have to give me anything. But my family, you must love it. You must love my honorable wives. If anybody speaks against Hazrat Aisha, against Hazrat Hafsa, against my honorable wives, you must defend. Anybody speak against my children, you have to defend. Anybody speak against my grandchildren, you have to defend. Anybody speaks against my son-in-laws, you have to defend. Ye to iman ka taqaza hai. That is what our iman is dictating us to do. So understand, my brothers, we don't have to be apologetic Muslims. Next one, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَأَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ. And you must help Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message. See, brothers, you all know, everyone here knows the surah. So you must remember chapter 108. You must remember Surah Kawthar. The shortest surah in the noble Quran. 3 verses. When Allah speaks of the Master alayhi salam, inna shani'aka huwal abtar, inna mubghidaka huwal aqta. When you explain to some Arabs here, so when you explain to the Arab, what is the real meaning of this? Anybody hates the message or the messenger, Allah jalla wa'ala will crush that person and Allah will demolish, abolish him. You see what happened to that cartoonist? You'll show it on the phones and so forth. That is a lesson. So me and you must ask that when we trample on the teaching of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, are we showing love for the Master? Or are we the ones who are making a mockery of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sunnah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tariqah and so forth? So we must listen to this verse. 3 places Allah mentioned. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Have the deen and the message of the messenger, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you oppose it, Allah will crush you, Allah will abolish you, and Allah will cut you to pieces. Quran is saying. Huwal aqta. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. We, Allah is one and alone. He uses the royal pronoun as a stamping his authority, as a symbol of respect and reverence. Inna kafaynaka, you ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are so special, special. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, we have elevated your name, your name nami, your ismi grami. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i, when my name is taken, after that your name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. Just now you will hear the adhan before the khutbah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasul. See what Allah says. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Any person, any organization, any politician, government or whatever, they want to make a mockery of you, ridicule you. I, Allah, will intervene and teach them a lesson they will never ever forget. Understand, my brothers. There's no time, inshallah, one of these nights, maybe I'll speak on it. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah is protecting you from the enemies. Now, in lifetime, and even afterwards, in your qabr mubarak, in your roza mubarak, even there, Allah jalla wala is protecting Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know the incident. When enemies came, they dug the tunnel, and they want to exhume the jasad athar, the mubarak body. Allah jalla wala chose Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. Today we don't even know who is Nuruddin Zanki, my brothers. Nuruddin Zanki's mimbar was the mimbar at Aqsa al-Mubarak, where Salahuddin climbed after 88 years occupation. No Jummah Salat, nothing at Aqsa. And then that mimbar, when he climbed, Saladin the Just, And he started the khutbah after 88 years. First time a Jummah is taking place. 1099 to 1187. How did he start the khutbah on Nuruddin Zanki's minbar and pulpit? فَقُتْفِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala led the remnants and relics of the zalims and oppressors and tenpot dictators. Allah cut it to shreds and pieces. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah alone. So my brothers, I beg you, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only exclusive rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the one who is the mercy to the entire universe. Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of the Prophet, the best of the best. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has hukuk and rights over us. Each one, do some introspection. Am I fulfilling the haq, the rights, the obligations of our master? We conclude with the hadith. If we are in Medina, I should show you the frame, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. I will intercede for you, my ummah, everyone who perpetrated, committed major sins. We all are guilty. Major sins, minor sins, we are guilty. So say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant us the intercession of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla wa la grant us tawfiq. Inshallah, tonight after Maghrib, we will be there in Reservoir Hills. That is, we are dead. Dead meaning is not live on air. You understand? Sometimes I have to drink water, so there's ladies, they ask, what happened? So I say, no, I'm still alive, I'm not dead still. You understand? So they get very worried, you know. Now after Isha will be live, inshallah, and that will be in your, what? Bitras Road or Bitras Street or whatever. So that masjid there will be, and tomorrow after Fajr, another new program came out in Masjid Mahmood in Clare Estate tomorrow after Fajr, inshallah. So make dua, Allah Jalla Wala accept us for His deen. Allah grant us the true Muhammad and adab and respect of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.